Paul, Mr. Varadkar goes to Washington, and it looks like he's going to come back with a new friend.
You coming around mine tonight? Play Provo.
Depends. Will your friend be there?
Oh, friend, friend! Oh, best friends forever and ever!
Oh, friend!
Yeah, we do know Leo likes his contemporary cultural reference point, so that's especially for him. On a more serious note, this is what he had to say when explaining his reasons for inviting Donald Trump to the White House, or to Ireland, rather, excuse me.
The invitation that Aoife Ghenda Kenny made to Donald Trump stands. Donald Trump has invited me to Washington, D.C. I'm here this week. He's going to invite me to his house, and I think it's absolutely appropriate. It's just normal hospitality that when somebody invites you to their country and their house that you reciprocate with an invitation.
Very quickly, Paul, your views on this?
I think that it's realpolitik has to kick in. He's the leader of one of the biggest nation in the free world, so he should be here. I know the Trump phenomenon, you feel in the past 16 months, you feel it's all surrealistic, and we've all been living through a reality TV show live, but I have to say I'm conflicted and would class myself as being one of those people categorised as awkwards. That's a cohort who are characterised by their abhorrence of the boorish, petulant, narcissistic Mr. Trump, while at the same time, I have to say, I relish in the guilty pleasure of watching the discombobulation of the right-on PC hordes who try to tell us what to think, when to think it, and how to do it.
Okay, that's a reasonable point. The other point I would make is when Democratic presidents come here, you know, who have engaged in questionable behaviour themselves over the years in terms of foreign policy, we roll out the red carpet to the degree that it's obsequious. I was there when I watched journalists queue up to shake hands with Bill Clinton, have the photographs taken with him. Obama, the way we treat him, it's embarrassing. We let ourselves down as a nation when we go on that. And yet, when a Republican president comes, it's all about protests. Anyway, let us know your views on this. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Of course, Leo Varadkar was saying something a little bit different before he became Taoiseach. Here he is speaking to RTE last year.
I wouldn't, but that's a decision, of course, for the Taoiseach. I don't think, I'm not sure what purpose it would serve. For example, the last visit, the only visit I was involved in was President Obama's visit, and tens of thousands of people in College Green turned up to hear what he had to say and cheer him. You wouldn't necessarily assume that's the kind of visit it would be.
Yeah, that was his response when asked, would he invite President Trump to Ireland? For more on this, we're joined by Fianna Fáil TD and their health spokesperson, Billy Kelleher. Are you surprised, Billy Kelleher, at the Taoiseach change of heart?
Well, what I'm most surprised about was the fact that last year, the now Taoiseach, then Minister for Social Welfare, tried to undermine the previous Taoiseach, Andy Kinney, when he was visiting the White House, which I find an extraordinary thing, being quite truthful, that we had the former Taoiseach going out this time last year to meet with Donald Trump, who was a new president, and there was a lot of anti-Trump feeling around last year, and still is in Ireland and across the broader world, let me say. But let's be honest, he was newly elected. Andy Kinney was going to go there. He was going to extend an invite, as every previous Taoiseach would have done. And at home, we had the pretender at the time to the throne, who was intentionally undermining that visit, which is in Ireland's national interest, which I found most extraordinary at that time. Bearing in mind, we were all asked as TDs, you know, would you extend an invite? And most of us would have had, because of the fact that it is strategically of interest to Ireland.
So Billy, just to be clear, your issue isn't him inviting Donald Trump. You're saying if Fianna Fáil were in power, you'd be doing the same thing. Your issue is that he is markedly changed from last year, and you felt he was undermining his own Taoiseach last year. Is that your argument?
Well, it isn't undermining the Taoiseach. It's undermining the fact that we have every year a Taoiseach in the White House, and last year we had a senior minister in government who was effectively saying that we should have snubbed him and not invited him to this country. Now, you roll on 12 months and he's rolling out the red carpet. And I've no difficulty with the fact that the Taoiseach of the day, whoever it is, should, when they are in the White House, if there's an invite there or extend an invite to a president. Bearing in mind, he was just, in the White House last year, only a matter of months at that stage, Donald Trump, when Andy Kinney went there. And I think that was more to undermine Andy Kinney, to make him look weak and insipid, that Minister Varadkar at the time was saying that he wouldn't invite him if he was there, if it was his position, if he had a choice, and he wouldn't invite him for all the reasons. Of course, this was to make Leo Varadkar look good among the in Ireland at the time, because there was a lot of anti-Trump sentiment. And I just think that that it just goes to show that, you know, some people are willing to undermine the state in terms of its, you know, international diplomacy for personal gain or political gain, I should say.
Is undermining the state not a little heavy? He hardly undermined the state, Billy.
No, in terms of diplomacy, he certainly did. I mean, last year, if you look back over it, it was a witch hunt at the time around Enda Kenny as to whether or not he should or he shouldn't, extend an invite to President Trump. And I know for a fact, because in a previous life, I would have been over and back to the States regularly, that the Irish-American community were fuming at the time, and so were the Irish diplomatic services fuming at the time, that a senior minister, the minister who was most likely to succeed Enda Kenny, was effectively saying to Enda Kenny, snub Donald Trump, which effectively was saying snub the presidency at that time. And that really is the key issue. Now, we roll on to today. He's going to meet with President Trump, and he's going to invite him. But it does show that, you know, people have to be held responsible for what they say and their actions, and the fact that he's changed now would indicate that what he was saying last year was for nothing other than for political advantage and gain.
OK, we leave it there. Billy Kelleher, Fianna Fáil TD and spokesperson for Health, thanks indeed for joining us.